So, it's Chris Bloomer backstage at the Sunshine Festival right here in Upton, talking to the one and only Tony Hadley. Hi, Tony.
Hello, mate. How are you? You all right?
I'm not too bad. So, we were just talking before about lockdown. Obviously, a really difficult time for a lot of people, but particularly in the entertainment industry. I mean, it must have been hell not being able to get out and perform.
Well, the thing is you're in the music business because you love what you do. It's not because you have to do it. You love writing songs, you love performing and everything else. So, not being able to perform 16 months or even be in the studio. I know people did virtual albums and stuff like that, but I like personal contact. I like being in the studio with my band and producers and everything. And so not to have that, I've got to tell you, mate, was really hard, was it? Really, and then not, I mean, I was singing online, I did a couple of charity records, I did a sort of weekly kind of, hey, this song influenced me kind of thing. But it's just not the same as performing and singing into a mobile phone.
It's not the same, is it?
It's just not the same. So, literally, 4 or 5 weeks ago, we had our first show, I think in 16 months.
Wow.
At the Malden Festival, and since then it's gone. I think the thing is, it's gone from nothing, as I was just saying, it's like from hoovering and gardening to mental. We've got more gigs coming out of our area. We know, it's crazy. It's gone crazy. Which is great, so I'm very happy.
You must be so chuffed then. You're back out there, you're performing these incredible songs live again. Do you get nervous? I mean, obviously, as you say, 18 months without doing it, is it like easy as just getting back on the bike and riding, or do you have to sort of prepare yourself for getting
back
out
there? Well, I mean, I'm not being funny, but if you sing the way I do, it's quite sort of, it's just a lot of power singing.
Yeah.
So I was always practicing at home. You'll see me in the car driving around Buckinghamshire, singing along to Queen, Journey, Pavarotti, and everything else. And just to keep the chops oiled up, because, you know, eventually, I think the thing is that we kept thinking, oh, we're going to be back, we're going to be back. And then bang, bang, bang.
Stop, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really frustrating. And so anyway, so I've kept my chops up. But the first festival that we did, I have to say, I've not been as nervous as that probably since I first went on stage.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, I was absolutely. I mean, I always get a bit nervous.
Yeah.
But you know when you get that tingly feeling?
Oh,
you
think,
whoa. So anyway, pub and 3 pints sorted out.
do you have any pre-show rituals? Do you warm up, obviously, before you go on stage?
Yeah. No, I do a whole warm-up thing. You know, normally, at least about 30 minutes. So I do a whole series of warm-ups, exercise that I learned when I was first training with a wonderful opera singer called Pamela Dodds, a Canadian opera singer. So I still use the same techniques and a touch wood and everything else is for Mica, but no, we can overlook that one. And but no, the voice still feels pretty good, you know, so I'm lucky, very, very lucky.
And when you're performing live, do you like these small intimate venues when you're performing, or do you like performing in front of masses at a festival?
I'll play to anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
We did a gig in, because I said during lockdown, can I come and play in my local pub? I said, just to play.
Oh, wow, that would be amazing.
Me and Richie, our guitarist, and Richie said, yeah. And they said, look, we can't do it because of health and safety and everything else. So anyway, just literally a couple of weeks ago, myself, they said, look, you know, if you want to come and play, that'd be great. The weather's looking good. They set up a little PA.
Nice.
And myself and Richie just played to all our neighbours and friends in the village.
Yeah.
And it was just brilliant. We did about nearly 2 hours acoustically.
Fantastic.
You know, they're like, I said, you know, Sora standing there? Yeah, I know that one. You know. And so we just pulled it out of the bag. And it was just good. And it was a charitable evening as well, so raised about $4,500, which was amazing.
Fantastic.
And so I love just playing. I just love singing, whether it's a festival or a small venue, it doesn't matter.
Have you done a lot of songwriting then in the last sort of 18 months?
Someone
or has that been hard to do?
Well, someone said to me, he said, so what have you learned over the last 18 months? I said, well, I learned Mandarin and don't be
sick.
I haven't. It's been really weird. I couldn't get my head around songwriting.
Mm.
And now I am. I mean, we most of the next album is all written anyway.
Yeah.
We've got a few, you know, sort of dots to, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's and everything. Oh, is that what they say? I don't know. Anyway, but no, so the next album is pretty much written. We've just got to get in the studio and finally finish it off. But during lockdown was weird. I couldn't get my head around songwriting because I had no sense of purpose.
Precisely,
there's no end
plan. Yeah.
So now I know we've got the tour next year, the 40th anniversary tour. We're going to be going to everywhere around the country, places we've not been in many, many years. and so the album will be ready for next year.
So you feel like you're back in the zone now, really?
Yeah, I need an end game.
Yeah, yeah. You've got to work towards something.
Yeah, I'm just floundering in the dark, going, oh, shall I write a song today? You know, no, it's not really my style. I have to sort of know where I'm going.
Well, you're a massive Arsenal fan, Tony, and I've got to bring this up. We're three games into the season. Yeah. Arsenal, bottom of the table.
It's the first time since 1974.
Absolutely ridiculous. So what's your feeling behind the Arsenal management side at the moment? Arteta, is he the man for the job still, or would you rather see a new face come
in? I mean, the manager has to obviously take a lot of responsibility. How long he's going to be in the job for, I don't know. But the team have got to take a good look at themselves. Mm. And you know, I used to play for the Arsenal X11 celebrity team, and I'm threatening to come back as well. I've got £200 on bet with Brian Ormsby, which I don't want to lose. But Bill Graves, our old manager, and Brian Hunsley will say, you know, when you put on the shirt, you've got to, whether it's a charity match or whatever, you've got to step up to the plate.
Yeah, of course you have.
And I can't, I mean, 5-0, I know City are amazing stuff like that, but 5-0 is pretty disgraceful.
Well, even the Arsenal fans were cheering the fifth goal for Man City. That's how bad it got, wasn't it?
So, you know, the manager obviously takes ultimate responsibility, but the players... come on, guys.
Yeah.
This is just not good enough. It really isn't. I mean, it's shockingly bad.
Right, well, you're about to go on stage in the next hour or so.
I'm going to do my weird exercise.
Yeah, so we're not going to hold you up
at
all.
You don't want to be listening to No. They're very strange.
Well, listen, Tony, it's been a pleasure to chat to you today.
Yeah,
I really, really appreciate it. I can't wait to see you perform.
It's just good to be back, mate. Honestly, it really is good to be back. And they look like they're up for
it. Oh, they are up for it. Well and truly.
So, thank you very much.
Cheers, buddy. Thank you so much.
Cheers. Thank you.